This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Whitson. If you went to Sunday school, you probably learned a verse from the Bible that says this: all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. That's in Romans 3, verse 23. It's a wonderful verse. It's true. We have sinned and broken God's laws, every one of us. So in a sense, we are all unworthy of his love and attention. But do you know that it does not mean that we are worthless or unworthy? What I'm saying today is that you and I are valued by God, we're loved by him, and we can be redeemed when we put our trust in Jesus as Saviour. And that's the hope that we were given when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And sometimes we feel, and I think this is why I want to talk about today, is that some people feel unworthy as people. They feel that they deserve God's punishment. I read of a successful businessman who looked back on his life with great regret. And he said this: I made choices that were clearly wrong. Now, as I look at what I have become, I can no longer live with myself. He said, I hate who I am. I am emotionally running, but I don't know where to go. Well, it's certainly an honest statement, isn't it? And he was saying what I believe a lot of people are saying, and that is, I am not worthy. Now, the problem is that to some extent we've all made morally wrong choices. No one's perfect. God's grace, though, is an amazing thing, because once we've repented and turned our lives to the Lordship of Jesus and received his forgiveness, we have been accepted and we are loved unconditionally by him. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden we become perfect, but we go on with our lives and there are struggles with right and wrong. But what's important here is that God begins his work of healing in our soul. And more importantly, we are really valued as people. So God doesn't sort of look at you in terms of how successful you are, but that you are his child and that you've given your life to him. That's what really matters. We are not measured in his sight by whether we're successful or failures. So today I'm talking about God's grace. And that is his undeserved goodness given to us in Christ. Now, it's nothing that we can really boast about or gloat over. It's not ours in the first place. It's given to us freely by the gracious hand of God, and we don't deserve it. Now, I like the true story of Russell McGinnis. Now, Russell, at age 11, began committing robberies. He was quite a young boy at that stage, who knew how to commit robberies. He had problems growing up in his family. He felt he had nothing to live for, so he ventured into this crime of robbery to get the attention and respect of his mates, and he was very good at it. But then, in the 1970s, he was in New Zealand on the police's most wanted burglars list. After a while, he went to live with a couple who were actually very devout Christians, and the godly influence on his life was very obvious, because in 1985, Russell was baptized and gave his life to Jesus Christ. There was an actual and a total transformation of his life, and he joined YWAM, that's Youth with a Mission. But things were still not right in his life, and he said in an article, he said, I did a lot of church stuff, he said, because I still needed approval and recognition, and I wanted to be loved by people. And then in 1997, there was another change in his life, where he discovered the fact that he had a Heavenly Father who loved him and offered him this grace that I'm talking about. And he said, I had a revelation of God's acceptance of me, just as me. I didn't need to earn God's love or approval. So there it is. You don't need to, it's a good story. We don't need to put ourselves down, because God made us as we are. And if you have a look sometime at Romans 12, verse 3, and that says, don't think that you're better than you really are. Use good sense and measure yourself by the amount of faith God's given you. And the Living Bible says, be honest in your estimate of yourselves. So God's given us talents and he's given us the ability. So indeed, you and I are valuable to him. Thank you, dear God, for that lesson. For sometimes, Lord, we feel that we haven't got much to offer. We feel we have failed. And Lord, we know that sometimes that can put us down. But we thank you, Lord, that in Jesus Christ we are valuable. And we thank you for that revelation, because I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.